My name is Ben Saunders. On May 11th, 2004, I stood alone at the North Pole. I was the only human being in an area that is 5,500 square miles. Until 2004, more than 2,000 people had climbed Everest. 12 people had stood on the moon. Only 4 people, including me, had skied to the North Pole completely alone. And I think the reason for that is, well, it's absolutely crazy. It's a journey that shows you the limits of the human body. I skied a distance that is the length of 31 marathons, 800 miles in 10 weeks. And I was pulling and carrying all the food I needed, the equipment, sleeping bag, clothes, just everything I needed for nearly 3 months. It all started back in 2001 when I was 23 years old. It was my first expedition with a group of experienced people to the North Pole. Pretty quickly, almost everything that could have gone wrong did. Eventually, a Russian helicopter had to pick us up. I was really sad and felt like a failure. 3 years later, I planned another expedition. This time, I wanted to do it on my own. Start in Russia, then to the North Pole, and then on to Canada. No one has made a complete crossing of the Arctic Ocean on their own. I tried to think of everything. I worked with scientists, and we developed a plan so that I could take in 6,000 calories a day. That's what you need for an adventure like that. The expedition started in February 2005. I had a big support team and a film crew, and the helicopter flew us to the starting point. We did an interview and some filming, and then everyone got into the helicopter and they left. Suddenly, I was all alone. I don't know if there are words to describe that feeling. There I was with my two sledges. There was food for 95 days, which weighed about 180 kilos. For the nights, I pulled up my tent and tried to get some sleep. I got to the North Pole on the 11th of May. It took me 68 days to get there from Russia, and there is nothing there. There isn't even a sign at the pole. I took a photo of my GPS device to prove I was really there. I did a short video diary entry and took a few photos. Then I got my satellite phone out. I called 3 numbers. I dialed my mum, I dialed my girlfriend, I dialed the CEO of my sponsor. And no one answered the phone. I skied on for a week and wanted to get to Canada. Unfortunately, the conditions became too dangerous, and my team decided to pick me up. It was not easy to find space for the airplane to land, but it worked out eventually. I love pushing myself to the limits, and everybody can do that. Sometimes people tell us we can't do something, but no one else knows your potential. You're the only person that decides how far you go and what you are able to do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my story. Thank you very much.